If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
It's time to talk about the crew. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
I gotta say, before we bring our guest on, he's there right now. I think he'll get a good laugh out of this. Ross Jensen joins us, Statline Scout. Follow him on X at RossJensen12. In the last hour, we talked about comments made by Eric Karros, who, after Kyle Tucker dropped the ball in the outfield, said that they should consider sending him down to Arizona to work on his game for a couple of weeks, and then bringing him back, you know, for the stretch run and try and get him fixed and get his confidence back. And Charlie, my producer, and I had a conversation in the last hour about Christian Yelich. His numbers are worse offensively than Kyle Tucker's numbers are at this point. And it's like, hey, man, you had a back spasm. He's been dealing with back issues for years. Everybody will believe you. And then send him down to Arizona and let him do the same thing, clear his head and everything else. I got a text message here from the 715 that says, "Dear God, why would you spend the whole show talking about Yelich, ignoring your topic? Why not just give him a chance to make the postseason roster?" In what world, Ross Jensen, is Christian Yelich not going to make the Brewers postseason roster?
Oh, he'll be there for sure.
Yes.
You can't leave him off.
No. I don't care how bad he is. The man's not only going to be on the roster, he'll be in the starting lineup game to game in the postseason as well. I saw you put on X your thoughts about MLB Pipeline's farm rankings after the trade deadline, and saw you really digging in on some Brewers-related stuff. And when I teased you last hour of coming out, I'm like, no, he does not live in Milwaukee. No, he is not a huge Brewers fan. Like, this is a guy from a national perspective kind of digging in on this Brewers minor league system, and that's why I wanted to have you on. So why do you think your model of how you do it has them ranked one, where I believe MLB Pipeline has them ranked, what, three at this point, and dropped them down a couple of pegs and had the Dodgers, of course, at one?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, right? They trade for Tarik Skubal. They move some really excellent prospects, and then they went up in rankings. It's just an odd one. The Brewers, meanwhile, I mean, they've been cranking out prospects at an incredible pace,
yep,
developing these guys so well just over the last year. So what I actually did is I pulled out some data from Prospects Live. We do rankings that go 600, 700, 800 prospects deep, and we have seven evaluators that are chipping in on these. So they're pretty extensive. And I trace back every ranking set, and we're now doing this like every day. We're making little tweaks and adjustments just to see how it's changed over time. And the Brewers, through this whole history, going back to last year, were still on the top the entire timeline. So that was really all I was really getting at is this system is getting, for whatever reason, overlooked. And even some of the guys that we have ranked in our own rankings, I feel like are a little too low compared to what our data modeling says on the scout, the satellite side. So, yeah, to me, it's just an incredibly robust, deep system. And I was opining a little bit on X not that long ago. Somebody was lamenting how the Dodgers had just landed Scooble. And I had said, you know, maybe we're the ones that have it wrong. Maybe the Brewers know what they're doing. They have the best record in baseball in the National League. And right now, their system is cooking. They didn't have to give anyone up to maintain that position. So who are we to question? I get it. Like, the Dodgers have those titles, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. But look, we're looking forward, not what happened.
Correct.
Right? So to me, like, they're set up for success in the future too. They're good now. They're going to be great later. Like, it's just a good time to be a Brewers fan, in my opinion.
See,
and this is coming from an unbiased position because I'm
right.
Not a Brewers fan.
Right, exactly right. Yes. Ross Jensen joins us here. Follow him on X at RossJensen12. Statline Scout. Follow that at Statline Scout. You talk about your model and how you guys go about doing this. What are some of the things that maybe you focus on as Statline Scout that maybe others who evaluate farm systems and those that do that maybe don't see or don't put as much emphasis on as you do?
Yeah, so let me start with the Scout the Statline side of things. This is really kind of how I broke into the scene. We developed a data model that really projects players forward, and we've been doing this since, I think we started in 2019. We've really kind of expanded over the years. It's grown to be quite the operation, but it's all data-based. It's using all kinds of data, advanced data, everything, but it's really about hunting the next big thing down before they become the next big thing.
You guys hunted down Pete Carroll Armstrong before anybody was talking about Pete Carroll Armstrong, if memory serves correct.
Yeah, so I just posted something about that yesterday. Yeah, PCA was one of the guys that we were talking about going back into 2022, I believe. And he seemed like he was going to be really good moving forward. And sure enough, here we are. So that's been a lot of fun. I've expanded my personal baseball, I don't know, empire, I guess, to now include Prospects Live. And that's where the timeline came from. So that's a little bit more traditional scouts going in and evaluating these players. So that's the one I was referring to in this particular instance. But on the model side, you have some really interesting players popping on there that I think are just being really overlooked, like Luke Adams as an example. He's a guy that our data model absolutely loves and has for years. And it just doesn't matter like how much scouts try to keep him down. It keeps pushing him up and saying, this guy is going to be pretty good. So it's just an example.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Well, what about the international side of things for the Milwaukee Brewers? You know, you traded Ragsdale in that deal. Okay, fine. I wasn't too pleased about that, but he wasn't all that great last year and then popped this year. You also had, who was it, Arias, I think it was, that also got traded at that point, too. Right, and that was a guy that I really liked. But again, ground ball rate was too high, wasn't getting enough lift in the ball. But he's, what, 18, 19 years old? He's super young at this point, so we'll see how that develops. But he's gone, and then this kid, Atunias, now is just actually hammering the ball down there right now at Wilson, down at A-ball. And then you have Monaise, or however you say his name. Everybody likes that guy. It is crazy how well they're doing on that side of things, not involving the draft, just international signings, and then developing those guys.
Yeah, one guy I would highlight is Leander Matos. He made my personal top 100 prospects list down in the DSL. You know, he's scorching down there right now. He's at least a top three prospect from the DSL, in my opinion. So that's just another example.
Now, who is Leander Matos? Because not everybody besides you and me follow minor league baseball to this nerdy depth. Because I love it. I'm kind of addicted to reading all this stuff all the time. But tell everybody about Leander Matos.
Yeah, so he was signed, it looks like, for $300,000 in the most recent international class, 17 years old. He has a really strong hit tool. He gets on base. I think he's got 20 home runs on the season already for a 17-year-old whose calling card is really on-base skills and the hit tool. I think that's very impressive. So we might be seeing some fireworks when it comes stateside next year, I think.
From the Brewers' perspective, at the top of their farm system right now, people talk about Madey, people talk about Pena at the top. Are you as in love with both of those guys as, say, MLB Pipeline and others?
Well, this might cause a little controversy with your group because I actually don't have Made number one. I've got Eli Willits as my number one prospect. I think Made is an excellent prospect, so don't get me wrong. I really do like him, but probably not quite as much as BA and MLB Pipeline do. But on the other hand, Luis Pena is somebody that I love. I absolutely love him. I think he's got an underrated hit tool. This year, you know, he had some health issues, and I think that kind of stunted his power development. But I think we're going to see some more of that down the road. And then they've got a couple other guys that are really rising this year. Braylon Payne, who's somebody that I've loved since he was drafted.
Payne and Pena just get promoted to Biloxi here. So that yes. Team has been loaded all year already, and most of these guys came from the Timber Rattlers at High A.
Yep, absolutely. Yes. I was telling everybody, you got to see this team last year because it's like an all-star team. Yep. I get it. Like it's the low minor leagues, but I mean, that team was loaded. Just stacked. And then another riser this year, perhaps one of the most surprising ones, there's a couple of them, Josh Adamczewski. He's been a really big one. He's just, people are calling him McGonagall Light, you know, and I think his hit tool is maybe a tier lower than that, but he is solid all around as far as an offensive talent anyway. And Andrew Fisher currently leading the minor leagues in home runs.
But getting any love in a top 100 because they say, well, he strikes out too much. That's an issue. I went and looked at Baez's numbers, who just got called up by the Cardinals, Joshua Baez, because, you know, he hits three home runs. So I went and looked at his minor league numbers. Now, again, I understand Fisher's at Double A, Baez is at Triple A, so two different levels of pitching. But that dude's strikeout numbers weren't that much different from Andrew Fisher's strikeout numbers necessarily. And he was hitting around 300. Now, what happens? He hits the three home runs. He hasn't had a hit since in the last couple games up here. But, I don't get it. Because for a Brewers team that has been knocked for the last several years off, they don't have enough power, well, there is definitely power coming right now in this farm system, whether it's Blake Burke, whether it's Luke Adams like you're talking about, whether it's Fisher, whether it's Braylon Payne. I mean, they have power coming, and I think there has definitely been a change in how they go about drafting since David Stearns left.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think you're pretty spot on. In fact, somebody asked me that exact question about Fisher compared to Baez on X just the other day. My response to them was like, well, I think the difference here is people are excited because Baez has the elite bat speed and speed to go with and athleticism to go with it. Might outpace Fisher a little bit, but still, the guy's in Double A. He's not in the low minors, and he's crushing. You know, it's like every other day he's hitting the bomb. And even I was sleeping on Fisher for a long time myself. A lot of it had to do with the strikeouts, but at some point you just have to kind of recognize that that's the way this guy is. And you know what? There's a place for that.
there's guys in the major leagues that strike out a ton, but also have a ton of power that have been in the leagues a long time. And again, I'm going to say the obvious name in Kyle Schwarber, but I mean, there are guys like that. And Muncy's another one with the Dodgers, right? He's going to strike out as well, but he has that big power. Now, defensively, I don't know what Fisher is defensively necessarily as far as, because everybody says he still needs work at third base and so forth, whether he's third, whether he's first, whether he's a DH, not quite sure. How much do your numbers put defense into play when you're ranking these guys, or is it strictly just based on offense?
It used to just be strictly offense. We were only looking, we were projecting out weighted runs created plus. Now we've advanced our data modeling to include wins above replacement, which you know includes defense. So we are weighing that. Fisher does all right in the model. I would say he's probably a guy that performs better in real, at least from the prospects live from our evaluators, he ranks higher than he does in our data model.
Perfect. There he is, Ross Jensen on X at Ross Jensen 12 at Steinline Scout as well. Prospects Live, is that the name of the X account there as well?
Yes, at Prospects Live.
Perfect.
And that's these guys. You'll notice the logo.
He's trying to sell merchandise right here. You might as well try and sell it, right? We're live streaming on X, on YouTube, on the Fan Milwaukee Facebook page, on Instagram Live. We're everywhere. Hey, Ross, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.